And now, a repeat of another item from several years ago from the late Sylvia Pryor. This one's all about superstitions.
Hello, Sylvia here. We like to think of ourselves as civilised, educated and in control of our lives. But is there some little habit you have that takes us back to the years when superstitions held sway? Do people still throw salt over their shoulders? My grandmother always said, "Do not put new shoes on the table, it's bad luck." I should think it would be worse luck if they were not new, with the pavements in the state they are, with dog owners not picking up after their dogs. If you wish to live and thrive, let the spider run alive. I had my own little, not so much a superstition, more of a spirit lifter, which is, if I see a heron or a wagtail, that day cannot be bad. Wagtails are on the decline, along with many birds that were very common when I was young. Sparrows, for instance, were everywhere. Town, country, seaside. Wherever you were, there were always sparrows. Now, if I see a sparrow, it's almost exciting. Kingfishers used to breed down by the stables, but they are apparently also on the threatened species list. Back to superstitions. Sportsmen and women often have a favourite piece of clothing or footwear in which they compete and which gives them confidence. The downside being, if the said article gets mislaid, it induces such gloom and panic that they've probably lost their race or game or whatever before they even start. Apparently, Andy Murray always ties his wedding ring onto his left foot shoelace. Sharapova hates standing on court lines and will hop over them between points. She also has a serving routine which involves brushing her hair from her face and then bouncing the ball twice, slowly. Serena Williams always ties her shoelaces in the same way, uses the same shower at Wimbledon before each match, bounces the ball five times before her first serve and twice before the second. It is also said she will wear the same pair of socks throughout a winning run. We no longer believe that these habits will really ward off evil spirits, rather that they're done for luck. I believe the salt over the shoulders came from the days when fleets of fishing boats went out and may not come back. They had so many do not do this rules, it probably took them longer to get going. Not walking under a ladder is obviously common sense. I expect health and safety has something to say about that, don't you? People still say, cross fingers or touch wood and look around for something that isn't plastic. My elderly neighbour wouldn't have anything green in the house. I don't know why. I love green, so if I was wearing something green, I'd have to change it before going in to see her. The number 13 is even nowadays avoided by many people. On a Friday, do not move house, go courting, do not knit, write a letter, launch a ship, lay a ship's keel, begin harvest, cut nails, start a journey, or get married, or give birth, although I should think this last one would be particularly difficult to stop. Many councils do not number houses 13. Or hotels omit room number 13. Apparently, when Hull Royal Infirmary was built, it had 13 stories, but the top story was numbered 130. However, this did not stop part of the roof collapsing into a ward in 1992 on, yes, you've guessed it, Friday the 13th. I was surprised that when I asked around for superstitions, that there were not more differences over the country, as sometimes you find a lot of sayings from one county or another. But I've learned of a local one from a friend who was brought up in Littleborough, and she told me of a local saying, standing around like one of Lewis's, which apparently referred to the girls in the cosmetic department of Lewis's in Manchester. She was startled to hear someone say it about a week ago. Do you recognise it? Now, still on the subject of superstitions, here's a poem that I saw in the Daily Mail. I hope you enjoy it. It's called "Luckily I'm Not Superstitious, Fingers Crossed." Are you regarded by young folk today with something like eerie suspicion because of that obsessive habit you have of pandering to superstition? If, for example, you see a black cat crossing your path just ahead, might they think it odd to react as you do with quite inexplicable dread? And what of your other strange habits as well, like hopefully tapping on wood? They must think you're balmy if you really hope that's going to do any good. And on the first of each month, when you utter aloud "rabbits" 3 times in succession, is it a sign that's long past the time for your first therapy session? And what of those pinches of salt that you toss over your shoulder in hope? Does it appear that you have mystic powers, or that you just act like a dope? Then, if, to your horror, a mirror you smash and act like your heart's been attacked, it could be constructed by some doubters that you are really the one that is cracked. Don't walk under ladders, you firmly advise, with a most ominous frown. Is it better to step off the curb and have someone's car knock you down? And that old rabbit's foot charm on your chain, is it to bring you good luck? The same happy fortune, one's tempted to ask, as that of the three-legged buck? Perhaps one should sympathise with your sad plight and hope that the problem will pass. So I'm going to drink to that wonderful day, and just for luck, break my damned glass. Right, now, something else that's amused me from the world's weirdest events. It's called Did You Know? In the 1980s, Russian submarines entered Swedish waters on reconnaissance regularly. But after the Cold War ended, Sweden believed it could still hear the subs on sonar, which Russia denied. Eventually, biologists determined that the noise was coming from flatulent herrings. You couldn't make it up, could you? Bye for now.